There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hitting in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad cop, I do it tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier, your number one news source from Marvel Avengers Alliance, live from the podcasting cul-de-sac, just off the strip, hitting away in the corner. Turn right on Highway 81 to get here, it'd be fine. I don't know. Where was that? Just off of Highway 81. There's some commercial or something.
Probably, yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. So I am Epic of Boss McFall. Via Skype, we have Paul Klotz, or Boss Klotz.
Yeah. You do.
Woo! He's so excited. Now, for us, this is early in the morning. I don't know how to handle this, man. I don't have my coffee. Mm-hmm. It's not even lunchtime here. Of course, you guys on the East Coast, it's afternoon. But we're going to talk about our setup here in a second. I don't even have show notes up. We've got stuff to read. I'm just going to read it straight from email today and from the field. Because we are in a mobile, live from Vegas. NAB, NMX, hashtag, whatever. Night Attack swept the awards, hashtag. But
Night Attack swept it?
Well, I'll let you finish, but first, let me get through this intro. That was Golden Age Ibbot. Why don't you talk about the awards real quick before we get into the show?
All right. So, yes, the whole Frog Pants Diamond Club ticket swept the podcast awards. Coverville won for music, Morning Stream won for comedy, FilmSec won for films. DTNS won for tech, Night Attack won for both mature and video, and people got really tired of seeing people from our table going up there and collecting awards, sitting back down, and then going back up.
Well,
and,
you know, I will disagree. I mean, I'm sure there were people who were disappointed, but honestly, all the nominees, you know, because all the nominees got to sit in the first two to three rows.
Yeah.
Other than the podcast one table who you just stomped on. We all were cheering. I mean, there were people spread. I know our table was really parallel to your table. So, of course, those two tables were really loud. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of laughter and congratulations. And anybody's ever been to Podcast Awards before? Knew it was going to happen anyway. So,
well, no. It's never a for sure thing. But it's always great to be nominated. It's great to be to win. And we have it all, you know, owe it all to you guys to thank. So those of you who did go to that site and vote, whether it was once, whether it was all 28 days or however long they did it, thank you very much for your time, your votes, and your support.
So
next year, Success Freaks.
Well, you know, we get mentioned. You know, we get nominated every year, so I'm very, very happy with that. Yeah, one year we will win. Yeah, I think we're still growing. We're still grabbing the attention and that kind of thing, and it's cool. And thank you for everybody who voted for us. And honestly, thank you for getting us nominated. You guys went out there and did that when we asked, and we very, 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 very much appreciate it. Helicarrier did not make the nominations. It was a tough category.
That's a hugely competitive.
And the Instance, of course, killed it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention that. Yeah, the Instance won for gaming, which is, again, another one from the
Broadcast Network. Next year, we're just going to have to bribe Scott not to nominate his show so we can get in.
It's, you know, he doesn't have any effect.
Scott could be like, do not nominate the Instance, and he'd still get nominated because it's a great show. And the fans were like, screw you, man. We love you. We're going to put it up.
Yeah.
And he deserved it. He deserved the win. But we still got to promote From the Helicarrier, even though it wasn't mentioned anywhere. Because little inside baseball, Ibbot and I usually collaborate on some kind of joke for the last 2 years now. Because you went to the
awards. Now it's becoming a thing.
Now it is. Yeah. Until it becomes, when people start realizing it's a thing, then it's like we're going to switch it up.
Right.
But I pulled the Kanye West. I'm going to let you finish. And I screwed up. I was trying to say the Daily Source Code because Adam Curry made it this year. Right. He's actually at your table. And people were like, yeah. And what I said was the Daily Download was the best music show ever, which actually was a music show.
Okay.
Right? And I got cheers in the crowd, and, you know, I'm all drunk. And I was like, but really, From the Hell Carrier is the best gaming show, isn't it? And you're like, damn right it is. And you're like, woo! And then I left. So it was very fun. For those of you who missed it, I think you can still watch it on podcastawards.com.
Yeah. Yep.
I think you can watch that. Mm-hmm. So you should. It's fun. It had lots of fun on stage. I had a little bit of fun on stage. Mm-hmm. It was a great night. And we've been doing that. And let's talk about, I know we're still talking about inside baseball, but we're portable today, mm-hmm. but we still have studio.
Yeah.
And this is crazy. Yeah. This is a new device I got called the Motu that is letting us do Paul and Ibit and I just on the road like we're in our own home studios.
It's really cool. Sounds great. And I mean, it's a cool looking device, little black box.
So enough of all that right now.
Motu, Masters of the Universe.
Mark of the Unicorn, but you're close.
Well, but it's also Masters of the Universe.
We'll go with that. Give me a little He-Man sticker.
Yeah, there you go. By the power of Grayskull.
All right. Get Lynn Peralta to draw all of Frog Pants as the He-Man characters, and it'll just grace the top of it. And be good.
Perfect.
We're very Frog Pants adjacent. I like them.
Yes.
So what headlines do we actually have?
Well, PvP 20 is it was supposed to be done tomorrow. It's going to be extended for 3 days, so you've got more chance to get out
I thought it was going to be done today because we were going to have try to have a meetup for game day.
No, it was going to be done tomorrow.
Oh, it's Play-Doh Math.
Play-Doh Math, right. Play-Doh the 24 math. Hours was going to start at some point today for the countdown. Now it's going to be in 3 days, so Monday is probably going to be game day.
That's what I've heard.
And it makes sense, and that gives you more of a chance. It gives you the whole weekend to get up into Vibranium, Adamantium, and get set for the level you want.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Because we probably won't go back to it. What caused the delay? I know there was some stuff going on, but I forget.
Oh, I'm sure it's all the matchmaking problems, like with,
with
all the battles against the
servers and
probably,
stuff.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And Spec Ops 25 officially comes to an end, making way for Spec Ops 26, which will be coming soon.
Tomorrow.
TM, yeah, right.
Today's the 16th,
right. Mm-hmm.
So of April, and in May, I'm not sure the exact date, but I know it's the first week in May. Mm-hmm. Since we get home, essentially, we get to go see Ultron.
Right.
So you know it's dropping for Ultron. So you got the most 2 weeks, but I'm thinking probably less.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 weeks until May 1st, so tomorrow is, yeah.
Also keep in mind that...
Shut up, Klotz, you're not here. No, I just get... You know what? I know I give him a hard time on the phone, on the show. I love it. I mean, we have actually missed you, Klotz. We've talked about you a number of times while we were getting sloshed in the different clubs that we went to. We wish Paul was here. He needed to be here and hang out with us.
Yeah,
so we've missed you, sir.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm not surprised by your affection towards. No, I'm kidding. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I wish I could have been out there with you guys. But what I was gonna say that actually is pertinent to the current conversation, mm-hmm. other than just gushing all over each other, because there's a lot of love in the room. The film comes out a week early for I believe it's Europe, Asia, and Australia.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the Spec Ops hit within a week here or so, because we're about a week out from it hitting, I believe, overseas. And I still do not understand why all these Marvel movies always come out a week ahead of time overseas, but it's fine. I guess they got to have something. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just got to dole it out.
It's just not fair.
Well, it'll actually debut in places like Orlando, the Disney, downtown Disney, mm-hmm. will get stuff a week or two ahead of time, downtown New York.
They won't get the movie, but I mean, they'll have probably merch and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know about all the time. All I know is years ago, I was in downtown Disney with visiting my friend, and we went to see one of the new Star Wars films or something that had come out at the time. And it was like release date for Atlanta. And most widespread release days was 2 weeks later. Hmm. But we went and watched it in downtown. So I think some people get early release.
Oh, really?
Maybe it wasn't Star Wars. It was something big, but maybe it wasn't Star Wars. Because you got to think, the bigger movies like Age of Ultron is going to get a straight slate release.
Exactly. Like an all simultaneous release. Because if they were to release it, if they were to start showing it at downtown Disney a week beforehand, it would just be a madhouse, and they'd have to worry about spoilers. They'd have to worry
about... You know, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. I mean, they still have to worry about that with an overseas early launch, but we don't speak the language. Spoil all you want.
So
I can't speak Australian.
So, so can we backpedal a little bit to the part where like McFall said he was at Disney to visit a friend? McFall, Mickey's everybody's friend. Like, you're not like...
That's not what he told me in the bathroom.
What?
What? It's Vegas, man. Like, I'm making bad jokes.
Like, you can't just like try to one up my relationship with Rocket Raccoon by like implying that you're just casually friends with Mickey or Goofy or whoever.
Oh, okay. Help me, guys. I want you to remind me when we get to the extended universe talk. Mm-hmm. I've got a real life story to tell from last night.
A real life story.
A real life story.
Okay. Extended universe. All right.
All right.
And it's going to be a stretch to fit it in the extended universe, but you know we need to. So what do we have on sale this week, Klotz?
Oh, we've got the Oni Breaker back on sale. Yay.
Is that worth it? I think a lot of people have been asking, is that worth it? What do you guys think?
I don't know. It's interesting. It's one of those sacred items, so it's really good against hallowed items, where it's good against undead, vampires, and demons.
When you said sacred, I was immediately thinking like the neurotrope and the Warbringer axe, like sacred to us because you have to have it.
It does have a passive effect, sacred. If at 100% health, all damage received is reduced by 75%. So basically, like the first hit on you is going to get drastically reduced. Mm-hmm. And if you're at 100% health at the beginning of the turn, you receive exalted, immune to attrition and damage over time effects. So that's cool as well. It just basically gives you like a soak turn where you're just going to like not take a lot of damage. But the weapon itself it's an all enemies attack. It has ethereal strike, it has hollowed, and it applies melt armor for 2 rounds. So, I mean, it's a good softener, you know what I mean? Like it's going to like break up the team's defense and whatnot. I just don't know if it's going to be the kind of finisher that's worth 64 gold. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And there was right before I left for Vegas, there was another weapon on sale. Wasn't there? That, yeah, I actually thought about it. May have been the Oni Breaker because you know how I am about names and stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But was there another weapon on sale last week that's not there now, or has this been on sale for the whole Spec Ops? Because you know you get the Spec Ops gold weapon, but there was a second gold weapon.
This is a new sale for this week. I forget what's on.
Okay.
Well, the Galactic suit was or set. I'm sorry, not suit was on sale last week for a while. As well, and that was one of the bundles that had all four items, and people were talking about a couple of the pieces in that. So,
Okay,
cool. Sorry, I just took a second to verify the stream. They can hear Paul. Okay. I just heard Paul through the stream.
Oh,
so
cool. Okay, cool.
Very, very cool. That's.
I can hear it too.
Oh no, the wheels are falling off.
Wait! No, we're professionals. I swear.
Wow, it's Inception here. Yeah. I'm hearing the show within the show.
Oh, you know, I'm honestly just giddy that we pulled this off. This is working. So,
and it's all by the way. We do need to throw a thank you out to Chris Mitzula Minton here for hosting us in the podcast cul-de-sac. And letting us hang out in this very cool living room with some cool art and stuff on the walls and stuff. So thank you, Chris.
Stuff on the walls and stuff.
Now, we do have new Spartans, but because it's been a very, very busy week, I haven't been able to grab them. So I'm going to try to grab everybody from this past week and next week, and we'll celebrate everybody next week.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... just a few days from now. Mm-hmm. So maybe something will drop.
I think something, well, you know, at least Pekka, PvP will end.
Yeah.
Spec Ops. Spec Ops already.
Game day will be right before the next show. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that.
Yep, exactly.
And we'll get to, current events. We'll talk about current events. So PvP is going on right now. Mm-hmm. I've been able to get in a little bit while I've been here and kind of maintain. Oh, you know, Spec Ops just ended, right? So today is Thursday, Tuesday night. In Vegas, so it was about 1 a.m. local. So you're talking about 4 or 5 a.m. Eastern time that I'm used to. I'm trying to scramble to finish Spec Ops. I had one peg left, which is beat the Ultrons, to get Chase.
Right, okay.
And I'm like, I am about to pass out. I'm a little drunk, and I'm like, I've got to finish this. If I don't get this character with one peg left, I have to quit the show and never look Emmett Klotz in the eye again, ever. I mean, one peg. I'm not talking about, oh, I forgot and didn't make the rush. Right. We've heard that story, and that's, you know, understandable.
Right.
Or things happen. You know, but one peg. And literally, the Ultron battle was just sitting there waiting on
So you had already even cleared Mission 2 and had just the epic, epic boss.
I'd already cleared Mission 2. I had the epic boss waiting on me. And I almost failed. It was almost a bad epic boss.
Wow. That would have been an epic fail.
Now, I know you made it. Klotz, did you make Chase this time?
No. I was going to. I literally just didn't have the time to sludge through the whole thing with the runaways that I, like, at the point that I have them at. It was too difficult for me to complete stuff, so about a week ago, I mean, my semester is winding down and stuff, so I was just like, you know what? I've got more important things going on. Let's buy this guy with gold. I know I was going to, I said I was going to try to push through this one, but it was just too difficult with the team that I had, so, like, how low level they were and everything, and it was taking me hours to get through one run of a thing, so and I can't, like, the heroic battles, like, I can't do the Carolina one. I tried that. It wasn't worth it after a while. I was like, and to gold skip, it would have cost me as much as it would cost to get the guy anyway. So I was like, I'll just wait for him to drop in a couple months and then I'll pick him up then. In playing with him in the Spec Ops, I wasn't really, I'm not in a rush to have him anyways. You know what I mean?
No.
So that's the whole thing.
For the collector set, I wanted him, but liked Vincent, right? Vincent, Ultron's kid.
Yeah, he's a great pair up with Carolina because of the his all enemies attack just charges her right up for her big booster.
Yeah, and he actually stands alone pretty well too. So I'm very much pushing for Adamantium on PvP. We say often, I don't know if we say it officially too much, but you are right now, until you join us in 300, which I know you're pushing for, you are the everyman. You have a different experience in the game than we have. And that's a testament to this Spec Ops, whereas I liked the idea when it started, and everybody's like, oh, man, we only get to pick from five characters. I'm poo-pooing on them. Okay, shut up, phone. Jesus, crazy. Holy cow. And that was Paul. That's Paul texting me.
Yeah, I was trying to be real subtle.
Yeah, but I heard it. I heard it on the thing. I thought they could hear you.
No, so they can't hear me.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
It's all good.
So, sorry, we're recording it. You'll be able to hear him. I apologize. It is on the road. We'll
Anyway, people are forgiving. They know that this is a one-off show.
But after 2 or 3 weeks of doing the Runaway Spec Ops, I was like, okay, you know, I'm ready. I started going to my agent just to have something different to do. You know, so I get that. And when you don't have the levels, that really makes it very difficult.
I was able to get all four weapons from the Spec Ops, and I did, at the very end, I was three short of the arcane components. So basically getting that last weapon cost me 9 gold. So it's for the set. You know, it was the Crystalline Dream, which I never won in any of the spins. It's certainly not the diamond of the set piece.
I got it. You want it? Because it's not that great.
Oh, no.
You're talking about the gun?
Yeah. That's all right. If only, right?
Did you do any research? Did you do any of the weapon research?
Yeah. I did with that one, too, because I had to have the arcane components. I think I researched 3 of the weapons and then got the other one in... got 2 of the other one, the staff, in the epic boss fights just over the times of doing it. So... one of those will go into my PvP armory. That'll be nice. But I'm kind of bummed I didn't get more of a chance to do more of the heroic battles and try and get some of the EISOs, because those, we don't know. You know, there's been no word on if those are going to appear in roulettes, if we're going to have the opportunity to buy them later on.
It's gonna be this convoluted thing of, if you scan in your midnight showing ticket of Ultron, we'll give you an EISO.
Oh, God. Yeah, right. Exactly. No, I could see, the best possible situation, or one of the best possible situations, is the Playdom goes back to one of those earlier chapters and adds in Runaways heroic battles. So, you know, like they did with the Warriors 3, going back to... season one, chapter two, mission three, if I remember correctly, or something along those lines.
Okay.
They could go back to another season one chapter and add the heroic battles in there.
Yeah, and they've thought that they would do that kind of thing, and it really was successful with Warriors 3. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only, you know, once you five-starred all of the first season, that is the reason you would go back to that mm-hmm. season and play, other than 112-2 or right. 112-4 to kind of use some leveling up. So we'll see. It'll be, hopefully they will. I did manage to score a couple of the ISOs. I got Groot's, Carolina's, and Molly's. But I didn't get Rockets or Punishers or Hawkeyes.
I know I got Groot's. I got Molly's because I worked hard to get Molly's. Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorite.
That's a good one, too. That's a good one to get.
I did see. I do follow the Agents Only Lounge while we're here, even though mm-hmm. we're not very active in what we're doing. I see the stuff as I check in. And I did see, like, what the hell just happened? Molly was exhausted, and she just killed my team.
Oh, yeah, like, I did see that one.
Oh, yes. They've got the EXO on.
Yeah.
Very nice. So I did get hers. I got Groot's, mm-hmm. Which is nice. It's
a debuff. It clears your clears debuffs. Yeah,
clears one per round or something like that.
Yep,
yeah.
I think that's right. Something like that.
Yeah, and I think I got Hawkeyes. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't.
That's
think
a
I
multi guaranteed multi or a guaranteed pre-attack shot if he's got the mark on him.
Right, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I think I got him. I know I did not get Carolinas and I did not get Rockets.
Okay,
so I'm very curious to see what they do as well.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well, hopefully, like I said, hopefully we've got a way to get those later on. Then let's jump back. Well, is there anything more to say about PvP? I mean,
keep playing.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
you know. So, did you get to play any while you were here? Did you keep up?
No, I have not been able to keep up. And I logged in just now. Now that we're on good Wi-Fi.
Tell us.
100 minus 108.
That's not bad.
That's
you
not
haven't
bad.
Played in like four or five days.
Four days, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually that's what I was going to say. I think when they were having those issues, you couldn't log into the server.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they fixed some things. I know they were specifically addressing the
matchmaking.
Thank you. The matchmaking issues. And I found that I've actually been up 8. I didn't log into PvP for 2 days. I logged in to try to get my, because the spec ops were getting, I got to get that done. When I finally logged into PvP, I was down double digits, not triple digits. And sometimes I'm actually up just a little bit as well.
Wow.
So it seems like the matchmaking has been a little bit. You know, like, I wasn't getting a ton of battles while I'm away. So I hope, it gives me hope that our level 300 experience has been that we're awesome. But Klotz, have you seen any changes for you in matchmaking or in logging in and losses and wins?
I kind of like, I don't know, not really. I stopped playing actively in the PvP until a couple days ago when they rolled the fix out, but I haven't made my push yet. I was planning to do it this weekend. So I don't really know that there's much of a difference. I'm still fighting the same kind of people, but I haven't mm-hmm. tried to push back up through Diamond yet. So once I do, I'll know this weekend for sure. So I'll have more to say on it by next show, you know. But I'm definitely going to try to make the push. I mean, as long as the matchmaking's fixed and I'm actually getting positive points when I fight people, I'm going to make every attempt to get there. I don't know that I'll make it to Adamantium, but I'm definitely pushing for Vibranium. I don't want to be left out. So, I mean, that's the plan.
Cool. That's let's hope. And we'll obviously be reporting our progress on the Agents Only Lounge page over there on Facebook.
And I just, for those who are listening live, I did just change a setting. So let's see if you can hear him now in just a minute. I will get some feedback. Because I want if you can't hear Klotz, you won't be able to hear from All Hail the King. So if you can't hear it, then we want to make sure that we'll just put it into the show. Because it's a good one. He got us a good one today.
Cool.
I haven't listened. I just noticed the game.
You know
so
the topic.
Good.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Klotz, why don't you sing and dance for a second? See if the crowd can hear you. I don't know what to ask you right now.
Well,
here's a good little question. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You had something.
Well, I was going to say, should we have him talk about Expanded Universe stuff?
Yeah, we can jump into that.
Okay.
Do you have some Expanded Universe stuff? plots?
Yeah, we have a little bit of Expanded Universe stuff this week. There were some set photos that came out from Jessica Jones, pictures of Luke Cage, Jessica, as well as, you know, that Doctor Who guy.
Mm-hmm.
As Purple Man.
It's David Tennant.
Yeah, yes. David Tennant. I was being facetious there, but yeah. So you know, it looks pretty good. I still don't know about the casting of Miss Ritter as Jessica Jones because I don't know. She just doesn't look like a it's hard to say. I don't know.
She looks like a club girl and not a badass.
Isn't she the one, the bitch in Apartment 23?
She was the bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah. Apartment.
No, yeah. No, I'm just saying it's the name of the show. Yeah, I know. But she was Jane. She was,
I like her as an actress.
Yeah. Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend in Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I get you. She does look like a little bit of a street rat, kind of, you know. But Jessica Jones, from what I've read, little bits that I've read of her, the attitude that Ritter brings to those characters seems to fit the attitude that I've seen. Sometimes a little whiny, a little selfish, also want to be superhero, also carrying the weight of the world. I don't know. We'll see what they do. I mean, I know the next thing you're going to talk about, Ibbett and I both have seen the first episode of what you're about to talk about, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I hold hope that it's the Netflix brand that makes it amazing type of deal.
I think Netflix is showing, like you said, we'll talk about Daredevil in a second, but Netflix is showing that they are letting Marvel do what they want and do the right thing with their properties and supporting it. And if Matt Murdock's show is any indication, then Jessica Jones will be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the other big Expanded Universe topic is Daredevil came out in the past week. And we're definitely trying to avoid any spoilers here. Not going to talk about plot points or anything like that.
Of course.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say is that leading in, there were near universal positive reviews. And I don't know about you guys, but everybody like on my Facebook feed, everybody on like Reddit, and all over the internet, people are still just gushing about this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have been able to watch much because I know you've been busy this past week. But I binged all of it. I'm not going to lie. Like, we watched the first couple
and then sat there
the other day and watched all the rest of them. Yeah, if this is a testament of what is going to happen going forward, particularly with these television shows on Netflix, we are in for a treat. Like, we are in for some seriously high-quality content. It was very well done. Without talking about too much of the story, one of the things I really wanted to highlight was I found it very interesting how throughout the course of the season they spend enough time with Wilson Fisk that you start to empathize with him.
Mm-hmm.
And like I found myself rooting for him at a couple points, not when he was opposed to Murdoch per se, but just like in his agenda and things that he was trying to accomplish. And I'm just like, yeah, go, buddy. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm rooting for the bad guy. And I think that's a testament to a really well-crafted story and well-crafted characters. I mean, obviously, these characters already existed, but like bringing them to the screen and doing it in a way that is truly interesting. Vincent's performance is just like mind-blowing in almost every episode that he's a big part of. You know what I mean?
Very cool. Oh, I can't wait to get to those. Yeah. I made the mistake of asking my wife, if she wanted me to wait for her to watch them. And she's like, well, all right, let me watch the first episode and I'll let you know.
You asked if she wanted to watch it, didn't you?
I did. I said, do you want to watch it? She's like, well, let me watch the first one, see what I think. And she loved it. So on the good side, great. You know, she'll want to get into this and watch Daredevil with me the whole rest of the season. The bad news is, oh, I'm leaving. I'm going to be out of town for 5 days. There's times when it's like, I just want to de-res in the hotel room and take a crash before the next big event. And now one of the things that I was planning on watching, I couldn't do. But there's always something. There's always an Arrow or The Flash or Gotham or something like that I can get my fill on. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This, if nothing else, this is this is showing you the other side of Marvel than the than the pretty, polished, clean, you know, everybody's great and working together thing that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, which I enjoy. But Daredevil does give you that nice, gritty dichotomy, the comparison kind of show you.
I mean, it's just, it is, it's a whole different world.
It is.
It's like going from Brooklyn Nine-Nine to The Shield, you know? It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, it's that down and dirty
show. Which I like both of those shows.
Barney Miller to,
For all you older people in the audience. Yeah.
I did watch the first episode. I know you got something there, Klaus, but I did watch the first episode. The one thing I want to say about it is the fight scenes are so well choreographed and so well put together that it blew me and my wife away. We're like, holy crap. That's like, right now, that was the highlight of the episode, is the fight scenes. And they go on, not forever, but it's not like a, like S.H.I.E.L.D., like punch, punch, done. It's movie level fight scenes.
Yeah, so it's good that they've got that freedom.
Yeah, I think it's in that first episode, there's that long shot, like long continuous shot, where he, you know, he just beats up on a bunch of guys. And like, that is a really accomplished shot. And if it's not a single long shot like that, and they cut it together, they cut it together seamlessly because it looks like it. And it's just, it's amazing and so fun to watch that. The interesting part is, having seen the whole series, like, I stopped paying attention to the fights after a while. It just, like, I think the thing is, you reach a point where, like, you're like, all right, this is how Daredevil fights. And, all right, insert 2 minutes of fighting. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay. And you're just like, all right, where's the story? You know what I mean? But they're, like, especially early in the season, there are some amazingly choreographed fights that look great. There's some amazing twists and turns throughout the 13 episodes. I was sitting here with my roommate watching it, and I'm like, oh, this is going to happen. Like, I'm trying to predict what's happening in the episode, because I'm one of those guys. Just when it's the two of us, I don't do it to, like, normal people, because I don't want to ruin their viewing. He's used to it, though, because I'm always like, we're always just trying to be a step ahead. And I was right sometimes, and I was wrong, very wrong a few times. If you haven't checked this out, you need to go subscribe to Netflix if you don't already, and binge watch these 13 episodes, because you will not regret it. It's a true accomplishment, and it's definitely going to pave the way for more incredible content.
Cool.
One review I saw described it as a 13-hour movie, and that's not inaccurate.
That's a huge compliment too, like saying that it's that seamless and that that sweeping, as opposed to just a collection of episodes. Like, oh yeah, Peter's out about halfway through, and no, that sounds great. Can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So for those of you who have stayed through, I'm confirming one last time that we cannot hear Paul because, nope, it's confirmed. So there's still some things about this new setup that I need to learn, especially if it's going to be on the road. In the studio is a whole different ballgame. I do apologize. We will get the full show up to everybody. But since you've stuck around through those big silent gaps, you're going to get treated to a stretch of an extended universe, but a very, very fun show, a very fun story. So last night, the reason we've been having a hard time, Ib and I, getting our schedule straight, because we come in and he's got a pretty laid back with me. He goes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to party with my friends at night. I'm going to work some. I'm available. Mm-hmm. Like, cool. I want to go to like two panels and do our show. We'll figure it out from there. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I've been meeting people and doing crazy things. I got to host the IAW TV Awards, the red carpet for the awards last night, which was a less than 24-hour came together deal. And tonight,
sweet, or tomorrow, sweet gig.
This afternoon. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I'm on the red carpet, and we're running around. And the thing was, it was going to start as a standard. My partner from Success Freaks, he was hosting it with me. And we're going to stand there like you do, and the celebrities will come to us, and we'll do the, hey, how are you doing? We'll be our funny selves and bring the comedy and the fun and the liveliness to it, and then send them on down the line for all their other interviews. And there was a good another 10 interviews to be done on the red carpet and the pictures and everything else. And then right before we started, the producer and the camera guy were like, Well, we're mobile because this ended up not being like a big camera production. It was like, hey, we're gonna do this Meerkat thing, which is apparently you can watch video on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I just heard
it's
of
like
this.
Periscope. So there's two competing things, right. Periscope and Meerkat, that let you do live video from mobile devices.
And apparently, though, Meerkat doesn't normally record, which was starting to piss me off.
Oh no!
the end of that part of the story is we did such a crazy thing with it that. Twitter CEO was twittering it out. Meerkat CEO was twittering it out, and there were so many requests by them. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, you need. We have to archive this somewhere. This was like, you used our tool amazingly.
Are you
that
sure
that has been archived?
Now, are you sure it was Meerkat?
Because yes,
because you kept saying Meerkat all Periscope time. Is the one that's owned by Twitter.
I know, I know, but they still. Okay. We were using Twitter to go out.
Gotcha.
And,
okay.
And it's at Coach Deb. She wrote the book on Twitter.
So, gotcha. You know, okay. So like, yeah, she. Yeah. Yeah.
So she. they see that she's attached. They probably like, oh, we owe you one. Yeah.
Okay. I don't gotcha.
Know. I just know it was retweeted, so I know they did by Periscope, but cool. So it did get archived. So once I find the links, I'll throw it out. But I mean, we let all the professionals know ahead of time. The producer went to us like, we're gonna. Photobomb you. Mm-hmm. We're gonna video stream, but we're gonna jump in the middle of your interview and steal your people away, and they're just be crazy and like, oh crap! I'm like, that's my wheelhouse. You want me to run around and be an idiot? I can be an idiot, and I'm running around and we did. Their live stream guys, Jeff Adams was there, and he's hired and paid. He's the last official interview. Uh-huh. And he's interviewing people, and I'll come up over his shoulder and just put my iPad right in front of his face. He's on camera and everything. He's like, are you live streaming my live stream? What do you do? It's a lot of fun. So that's nice. Not the point. The point is, we run to the back of the line. I got this crazy idea. Like, let's make all these web celebrities in their nice tuxes and their dresses. They're waiting in line patiently to get on the red carpet. Let's make them do the wave. So yes. We're like, we're live on IAWTV stream. Everybody go, woo. And I ran down this line going, woo. They did it.
Nice.
I was like, I got all these guys to do it. So I stopped to catch my breath. In the line, I turn. And there's Sandeep from The Guild. And this okay. is the stretch. Now, The Guild is a super, uber, awesome geek web series. Yeah. I've seen every last second
Felicia
of it.
Felicia Day helming that. And
yeah. Yep. And before she was, well, okay. Yeah. She was always Felicia Day. But before the world knew she was Felicia
right.
Day,
yes. Yes.
It was just a new thing they started. And he's one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. He just plays this stalker, sad guy love with her that, but he does it so well that you don't feel bad for him. Like you kind of root for him to get the girl. And mm-hmm. he was so much fun. I turned and there he is. Cause he's the director of Real Housewives of Horror. And they were up for some awards.
I want to say he's on Silicon Valley too.
I think right he now. Is. Yeah. I think he is. Mm-hmm. And so I turn, I'm like, oh, Sandy. Now he's a little guy. Mm-hmm. Picture this. I'm 6'6", 300 something pounds.
You are the house of the bear.
Yeah, I am the house of the bear. Sandeep is, I would say, average, 5'2", 5'3", probably 120 pounds soaking wet. Mm-hmm. And he see me because I just came running down, but he's not like paying attention to me. I'm like, Sandeep. And it kind of come from the side behind. I just bear hugged the shit out of him. Like, oh my God, I love you so much. And I'm thinking, here comes the restraining order.
Right.
You know, we're about to get trouble. I had to do it. You know, when you get to meet cool people like that, yeah. And I'm doing the wacky thing. It had it been just me approaching him, I'm like, hey, I respect your stuff. But I'm doing the character bit. He goes with it. He like takes his jacket, puts my hand inside his jacket. He's like, oh man, hug me better. And great guy. And so I'm talking to him, gushing over this. And I realize he's there with his cast for the show that he just directed. And they're like,
no, he's getting a lot of attention. You
know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and you're directing this amazing series. Real Housewives of Horror, and one of the stars are like you've really seen it, and she just led it to me, and I'm trying to save it, right? Yeah. And I'm going, hey, so you look, in all honesty, you look really, really familiar. What have you been in? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I've been in Dexter and Heroes, and then I was like, oh, and I'm like, I'm about to gush on her, right? Because like, now I get where I've seen
right,
her face,
right.
And I've seen, in that point in the night, I've already seen 100 faces. Some recognizable, some I had to memorize off a face sheet. You get a mm-hmm. sheet that says, here's their face, and mm-hmm. here's a little note about what they do. And she's like, you know what? It'd be okay. And she's smiling now. She's like, it'd be okay if it wasn't your job to know these things. Look, I can do your job. And she turned around and did exactly what I was doing. Hey, what are you here? What are you doing?
Right.
And I'm like, but that's exactly what I just did to you.
Yeah, but she does it cuter.
She, way better. So I got school and I had to say, oh, I apologize, you know. But I think I actually pissed her off for a second. But that's my my stretch of a universe
red
story.
Carpet moment.
If he ever sees me, I'll probably go the other way now. But I bear hugged the shit out of him and it was awesome. So nice. We're not going to do From All Hail the King. It will be put in to the show later, but since you can't hear Klotz, you won't be able to hear that either.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745, and this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, I have to admit, it feels like I swallowed glass, and I thought that the few extra days that I had with the guys being out in Vegas, and Charles, I assume, being at the craps tables, would give me time to heal, but it just hasn't happened yet. But hey, the show goes on. And by the way, Charles, I think you should hit up the roulette instead. I bet you that wheel is a lot easier to win on than in Marvel Avengers Alliance. And speaking of that game, perfect segue. It is a special time because we do have the ending of the current Spec Ops. And the next Spec Ops is probably going to be pretty epic. I would imagine there's going to be quite a tie-in for the Avengers Age of Ultron movie, which is right around the corner. And I am so excited for that. That's my excited sick voice, by the way. At the very least, we know there's going to be some alternate costumes. And that's great because I have 548 CP saved up. Take them all and give me the Hulkbuster Iron Man. Hulkbuster or we riot, am I right? But yeah, I think it's an exciting time for the game. Then as far as his past Spec Ops ending, there were some interesting weapons. Mainly the First Blood and Caltrop Launcher. I didn't manage to win them, but for anyone who did, congratulations. I did, however, complete the set. It's not the greatest set, but I'm still happy with that accomplishment. Also, of course, I managed to get Chase Stein, which is what today's segment's going to be all about. As far as teams go for him, he is a runaway. And so for now, I think one of his best team-ups is going to be with Molly Hayes. Now, Chase Stein is actually pretty cool because of his debuffs, and the fact that he can lock out an entire class of abilities. But when it comes to this team, one thing that I personally like is the fact that his level 6 X-ray goggles will place a debuff that causes Old Lace to join in on attacks against this target. Well, who gets more attacks than Molly? I mean, seriously. What I picture is a little girl punching these superheroes and then a dinosaur joining in each time. That's pretty epic, you have to admit. Now, I like that team a lot, but the Runaways aren't the only team-ups for this new character. In fact, I could see him with Pestilence Beast to help lock in those debuffs, of course. A Paragon Exploiter team-up, such as Captain Britain. Besides Chase Stein's level 9, which has pressure points and is an AoE attack, Captain Britain could also make use of his flanked, which would help set up Paragon Exploiter early. And then remember, Captain Britain can gain extra turns. So you'd be seeing some Britannic knockouts in no time. Because of that, I'm going to use Captain Britain in this one over Beast, but I'll definitely use Beast with him at a later point. Then just to mention a few more potential team-ups that I considered for this segment before I get to the actual final one. I felt like a team-up between Chase and Gambit could be used to a decent effect. Basically, just off of Chase Stein giving flank to an opponent, and then that of course helps Gambit get an extra bow roulette to build up kinetic charges. Unfortunately, even with an enemy that has that Deinonychus debuff, while Gambit's quick action Ace of Spades doesn't trigger Old Lace to join in. That was one thing that I tested because it would have been OP, but it didn't happen. The same thing went for our next potential team up, and that was on Hawkeye's rapid fire procs. Old Lace would only join in once, not multiple times. However, the targeted effect from Chase Stein's level 6 did count for Knocked and Loaded, so that was certainly a positive benefit. That's why those two heroes got some consideration, but the team I wanted to do for the longest time now, and the final team up for this segment, and it's going to be in the video, is Chase Stein and the Destroyer. The basis for this one is that we can flank our enemies, and that causes the Destroyer to get an extra attack to build up his destructive essence. Then after that happens, we can cause him to go into a frenzy, and anyone who has flanked, as well as the debuff from X-ray goggles, well, that's going to cause him to do two attacks, his regular hit and one follow-up, then Old Lace is going to join in as well. And remember, he'll get multiple attacks in that turn. I don't think it's going to be the craziest, most overpowered thing ever, because it does require quite a setup. And actually, I think X-ray goggles should be a quick action with a cooldown. Instead, it's just a normal debuff action that you can do once per turn. And unfortunately, it's only single target. So it's not the easiest thing to get on all the enemies. In fact, that would be pretty much impossible. But hey, I wanted to try them out, and so that's going to be our final team. Make sure you tune in to see the All Hail the King Chase Stein video, and I'm going to post that very soon. As for the segment, that's all for today. So I want to thank you all for listening, and then send it back to the host.
So let me pull up my Gmail.
Well, that means I won't hear it then.
It's in our shared Dropbox.
I know it is. Yes.
So I will listen to it anytime. Here's what we'll do for From the Field, right? Is there anything else about the games, anything we want to talk about, or are we just going to get to the people?
I think let's get to the people. Get to the people.
So I'll read the email, and then you guys can do the commentary.
To discuss, sure.
You can interrupt me if you got something to say. I'm trying to go back to the oldest. And you know what? We'll get to the newest one. We'll go ahead and start one, then I'll use that time we were discussing to find another one. Except I can't find one. Here we go. Agent Tech Paradox. We got it. Oh, of course it's a book. Agent Tech Paradox says, greetings, agents. Agent Tech Paradox here reporting in from the semi-flooded plains of BFE, Illinois. As I write this, Spec Ops 25 is almost in the can, and I say, good riddance. It's been somewhat less than enjoyable experience for me, despite already owning a fully leveled set of all of the other runaways that were available prior to the op. I don't know if that lack of options in the team members, whoever at PD, I don't know if that disenchantment stems from the lack of love from the RNG. I didn't manage to score any of the mission weapons this time around. Actually, I only scored one, so I didn't do too well either.
Wow.
The lack of options and team members, whoever at PD thought it'd be a great idea to force a maximum of 5 different characters for every mission, and didn't bother to tell us we could use the agent up front. Needs a swift kick to the anatomy selection of your choice. I'm sorry, I'm just going to get a TLD here. He lists off a lot of good reasons to be upset with
it. Okay.
I'm hoping that the expected Avengers Age of Ultron tie-in op goes better than this one did, because it gets... If it gets worse, then may the living tribunal help us.
So, is that the end?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's the end of Spec Ops. Holy crap.
All right. Well, let's
talk about Spec Ops.
Let's talk about that. So, I think we even talked about this on a previous show, but what if, and I'm just going to throw this out here. I do have an opinion, but I want to hear what you guys say. Let's say, and I don't think they'll do it, but let's say they decide to make this Age of Ultron Spec Ops a similar thing and say, hey, you can choose any of the core Avengers that are in the movie. So obviously your main six, your Black Widow, Iron Man, Hawkeye, Thor, Captain America. Who am I forgetting? This is main five. But then you've also got Vision, Scarlet Witch, and
War Machine.
Quicksilver.
Well, War Machine's adjacent, too.
Right.
He's not an Avenger, but obviously
going to be in the movie.
Yeah. Did you not watch any of the trailer? She's sitting there with Tony Stark trying to pick the hammer
off. That's right. He is sitting on the thing.
Because that's the funniest line. It's like, Don Cheadle goes, are you even trying? And Tony's like, I'm not even going to respond to that.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Good point. So if they were to say you're limited to that list of eight or nine that we just went off, would people have as much of a problem with that as they did with these brand new characters, the runaways, that maybe a lot of them haven't had leveled up yet? Maybe they don't know all the methods or all the things. Plus, two of whom weren't officially available. And if you got one of them during the Spec Ops, you didn't have time to really get him up to where he's potent.
And you hurt yourself because you have to use him.
Yes.
And now you don't have the level 9, no crystal, no nothing.
Right.
You have the level 1,
yes.
No nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So would people have as big an issue if it was the Avengers as an option, the movie Avengers?
Right. Especially if you can earn alts while you go through.
That would be fun. Maybe that's how they do the...
I think the wider choice, the more familiarity with it, the fact that everybody was excited about the movie, I think what you just described would work.
I think that the people wouldn't have as hard a time if they were limited to that.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the difference between a whole team of extremely fleshed out characters with lots of different roles versus a team of just a handful of really new characters that are... Mm-hmm. I mean, they're kind of niche, like... From the Runaways, Molly, like, obviously she was probably the best for the PvE side of it because she could just pound everybody. But, like, Carolina's kind of niche. You know, Chase is niche. Yeah. Like, there, and you don't, you know, you didn't, until you unlocked that character, you couldn't even level him up, so you just had the generic level 9. It was just really, like, I was actually just talking in the Agents Only Lounge with Mila and a couple other people, and that's the thing, is that's the reason why I didn't finish this, was because it was, like, too difficult, you know? The hoops were just too specific, you know? But if you widen that out and you do a Spec Ops with, like, all the Avengers as the options, even the ones from the, you know, the, that are just in the movie, that's going to go way differently. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're going to have a lot more options. You're going to have a lot more just generically good characters, characters that can carry their weight, especially in PvE. So I think...
And you'll have alts.
Yeah, you'll have... Oh, yeah, you'll have access to alts and options and, yeah, I mean... Right. I mean, just think about, like, Iron Man alone, if you have access to Mark 42, I use him to plow through content normally, especially Spec Ops. So being able to just, like, sit there and be like, oh, blast the whole team. All right, let's go. Next mission. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was finding that in this Spec Ops, it was taking me, like, 10-plus minutes to grind through just a trash battle, let alone one of the boss fights. And that just sucks, man. Like, it was just such a grindy, you know, like, I don't even know how to, like, express it beyond just grindy. Like, just.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was grindy. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
So.
Yeah. It was harder, too. You could, like, even Ibbot said last week, you're not getting as many stars because it's a little harder to get through. And then you go through the hero missions, which are great, but you lose that. It takes away a huge chunk of your bonuses.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
From the. Helicarrier, or in the Helicarrier chat room, Agent Howard says, I wonder if Ultron, as the epic boss, hints towards that. Which I
hints towards them doing a limited set of characters, or hints towards...
Well, that's when he tagged it in. And I honestly, I didn't read what Ultron had to say. I was, by the time I got to him for the fifth time, I forgot to read it.
Like, just get me through this damn stack up.
Now, here's something fun. Here's something for those of you who are live. For those of you catching this on the podcast download, you're getting the show as it's meant to be. It'll be patched together after, you know, the whole recording on the road is done. But for those of you listening live and going through the silent patches where Klotz is putting in his two cents, I would love to hear what you think his commentary is. So you can email us, you know, from the helicarrier at gmail.com. There's a phone number, which is 404-496-6041. You can call that and leave a voicemail. We would love to hear, and keep it short, you know, because we don't, so we need you to. But you know what? If it's an email, we'll read it next week. If you put in the voicemail, I'll try to get it put into this episode. Mm-hmm. You're right behind Klotz, so you could put in what you thought Klotz was saying in this spot.
So we're playing Mad Libs with my... section of the drink.
That's right. Basically, yeah. We guess are. What Klotz said.
So there's a nice big section.
Give me an adjective and a noun and an adverb.
From Tech Paradox, there's a nice big thing on PvP here. He talks about the biggest thing he talks about, and this is all for those, the emails that we're kind of blowing through and skipping through here, they will, I'm a little behind, but all the emails do go on thehellcarrier.com. They go out a newsletter every week once I put the new ones up. It only puts out new content, so the newsletter only goes out when I put out the new emails, and you can always find them on from the flight deck. From the flight deck tag is on thehellcarrier.com, and you can find these emails. So we're going to kind of get through some of this because it's a lot of good stuff. It's just when I'm the only one reading and I've got a lot of stuff to read, it's a lot of stuff. But Tech Paradox says, after PD got their crap together and fixed the matchmaking problems in PvP, things have been better for me and I assume other players. But once again, it feels like I've been pigeonholed in my battles due to my choice of teams. And I know it's been proven that the matchmaking system doesn't match you based on counter teams, but darned if it doesn't feel like every agent my team ran up against was packing the Huggins Eye combined with the Bruiser Safeguard Armor and the T-Bolt Gloves as the counter to the unarmed melee heavy team I've been running. So then that was my team, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, in front of Agents Only Lounge, did you see the play-by-play somebody put in there of when they took my team down?
Oh, really?
They really get it. It's like they comment, here's the play-by-play going up against Epic Boss McFall. And then the next comment was, and his agent leads with blah, blah, blah. And the next comment was, and my agent responded with this. And it's a literal play.
That's awesome.
I liked every last one. I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, and he destroyed my team because his team was set up to be, again, he goes, I feel like I've been killing Red Hulk, Pestilence, Beast teams for decades now, you know. And that's what I was running, so he got me. So Tech Paradox talks about a lot of this great stuff. He ends the PvP part on that, on the front about PvP and the imbalance, the defensive matches, other things. I feel really they need to change it up so that there's a hard limiter on the number of defensive battles a player can be forced into, maybe based on a ratio involving their number of attacks plus one or something. Mm-hmm. Looking to the future, I'm really hoping that when they roll out Avengers Age of Ultron, there's a Spec Ops to go. Well, there's going to be a Spec Ops to go mm-hmm. with it. That's almost a given. Because honestly, if there's not, you just stop playing the game because they've shut the doors. That's all that's going to be. This started as a promotional vehicle for the first Avengers
right.
movie. So
right.
it's it, yeah, unless there's something
yeah, no, there, there, there's out. Not even it's not even really a question. Yeah. There will be. And we'll get one for Ant-Man. And I'm surprised we didn't get something for Daredevil, like an alt.
Well, I think it's because they rushed the Runaways. I mean, you got Runaways going on with two characters to get.
That's true.
And in 2 weeks, they're going
to
run. And
Daredevil's good point. Maybe I shouldn't complain that there isn't another thing to collect for a limited time.
Because, you know, if they drop Daredevil, it'd be like, collect red glasses.
Right.
You
know? Right. Collect canes or something else. Yeah.
So he goes on to talk about he wants to see more MCU alts, which who doesn't? I mean, Vision, Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, mm-hmm. he lists off. Hulkbuster would be a great – I don't know if it'd be an alt. We talked about it being its own character.
Yeah, it would – exactly. I mean, that thing would be – it would be OP if they did the Hulkbuster as a as an Iron Man alt. Plus, I mean, how much space would that take up on the screen for sprites and stuff? But
they'd scale it down. It'd be kind of like Hulk.
Like the power – well, like the power armors.
Yeah.
The other thing is they'd have to just, you know, it'd have to have some major weakness. Like, now here's, similar to the power armors where they gather heat and explode after a while. You know, maybe you could only use the Hulkbuster armor once every two turns or something. Maybe.
Well, you know, in reality, in a more realistic line, here's how I see them doing it, is a heroic battle with Hulk. You play as Hulk, you go up against a Hulkbuster suit, and you get an EISO that does something cool for Iron Man.
Yeah.
And Hulk. Because that's more logical for them to be able to pull that off.
By the way, I don't know if either of you guys saw it, but on the MTV Movie Awards, which would only be worth it to watch for this one thing, they actually had a 5-minute preview of the Hulkbuster and Hulk fight from Age of Ultron. And you actually do get some information on why the Hulkbuster is fighting the Hulk.
Honestly, like, I started watching a little bit of that and I was like, why are they doing this? Why are they giving away this much of the movie?
I know.
It was just way too much.
But it was so damn cool. Now, but yes, exactly. I mean, you get plot points out of that and you
can choose to watch that or not. And I've been very good about not seeing what I don't want to see.
Yeah.
But the MCU cast made a very good point where they said, you feel like I've seen the whole movie, but if you count it up, now this might have been right before the MTV one, but even then you add 5. But they counted up all the trailers that were out, 7 minutes of a 2.5-hour movie.
Yes.
So it feels like a lot.
You can't just do it as a straight. You can't just do it as a straight minute because you see from the first trailer, Ultron walking in carrying the other, you know, destroyed Iron Man thing, right? And you can kind of assume the amount of scene that happens around that.
Right.
You know, you see the Hulkbuster Hulk fight and you kind of assume what the scene is around that. So you can't necessarily do a straight, all right, so we've only been shown 7 minutes. We've seen key points in multiple scenes that we could probably get an idea of what's going on in that scene.
Right.
And that's why I do avoid it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And, you know, honestly, to what point? Like, what end? Is that 5 minutes of footage actually going to get more people to go see the movie that weren't going to see it anyways? Mm-hmm. Like, if you weren't enticed by the teaser trailers and the regular trailers, by the action presented in those, you're not going to show up anyways. Like,
right. Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like they just basically put... I feel like it's got to be almost the entirety of that fight in that 5 minutes. Like, I stopped watching it, so, like, if it's not, that's great. But I've really, like, the way it was kind of, it wasn't cutting or anything like that in a way that I felt like I was just watching that, you know, that
a section of the film.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't want to watch a section of the film like that. That just seems so wrong. So,
Either of you guys see the trailer for the newest trailer they released for Terminator Genesis?
No.
No.
This feels, I mean, I'm not going to say again what it is, but they reveal what seems to be a huge plot point that they did not reveal in the first trailer. And it's spoiler worthy. I mean, this is something that I look at and see is like, wow, this is a major revelation from the film that I would have been much happier seeing as part of the film. And this is something that they should have kept close to the vest. So maybe that's the thing, is that they need to start realizing that, hey, we need to make our trailers a little less like mini synopses of the movie and make them a little bit more vague, like the here's what's coming up next week on Mad Men trailers.
He drinks and he smokes.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly.
That would be fun. I could see something like Whedon doing this, which would be you do a spoilery trailer. But it's not actually an actual scene in the movie.
Right, it's all stuff that they've cut.
You guys are waiting through. You never see it. Like, what? You blew my mind. What? And then you're watching the credits roll, and the middle stinger comes in. And he's like, and it's Woody himself going, hey, we got you guys. We released a spoiler trailer.
Right.
And here's the scene. We made it just for you. And, so, and then the last one would be the next, you know, the setup for the next movie.
And on that same note, we did find out last week that the... that Age of Ultron won't have a stinger at the end of the credits.
Yeah.
Just one in the middle of the credits. Yeah.
The one in the middle is the important one. The one at the end was fun.
Yeah. Right. In the first one, it was shawarma, but in the middle, you got Thanos. And I was like, oh my God, Thanos. And then the shawarma thing was like, oh, okay, good. So if they are going to, if they are going to do that level of thing with the stinger in the middle, let that be the big reveal, the big gasp moment.
Now, there's a list out there. There's two other things related to this movie we'll talk about before we get to the next email here. There's a list out there that says 10 things you should know about the movie. Mm-hmm. And the MCU cast gave a spoiler alert on it, but I listened anyway. Mm-hmm. I didn't find that spoilery. It's cool. It's cool little for someone, deep geek
that's
stuff.
That's funny. For someone who avoids the trailers, I know. For you to do that, though. That's...
Well, I was walking to work, listening to it in my ears. I'm like, it's going to be a pain in the ass to try to skip through this on my phone. I'm just going to take it. But I'll just give away one of them. But I didn't find any of them to be spoiler related. But it says Bruce Banner now has special shorts made by Stark Tech that expand and contract as he changes to the Hulk. So there'll be no more of those awkward naked moments.
Nice.
And I don't know if they even address it in the movie, but they're unstable molecules. A random fact. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, in the comics it was Unstable Molecules, or that was the Fantastic Four.
Oh no, yes,
it was Reed Richards. Yeah, and that's how you know he could have the stretchy enough clothing so that when he did his deal.
So and then the other thing is the best clip you should find. Google the crap out of this. Mm-hmm. Is Jimmy Kimmel did the Family Feud with the Avengers.
Oh, really?
And so you've got the Americas on one side, which is Captain America, which Chris, it's them as actors.
Yeah.
You know, they're not dressed up as characters or anything.
Right.
But Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, not Hemsworth, Chris. Captain America.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Hemsworth. Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Yeah. And I can't remember if Hemsworth was on that side or not, but then the other side is the Starks, and it's Justin Robert Young and
Justin Robert Young.
I was waiting to see if anyone would just go, and move on.
What is happening right now? The wheels are off. Like, oh my Lord. We are just like... The car has tipped over and we're just sliding on our side right now. This is crazy.
I swear to God that neither of us have had anything to drink this morning.
But that's the thing. Had we done this when we planned with a later time in the afternoon? Yeah. And
we'd be drunk.
We'd be drunk as crap. Yeah. So, but no, I just did that. But Robert Downey Jr. and the rest. Whoever's not on one side, they're on the other. And there's tequila apparently involved.
Chris is offering, I think he's offering us some alcohol right now.
So it's very, very funny.
Oh, look at that.
Tito's made vodka and... Vegas Distillery, Granada. So, all right, let me get to it. So, find that. Find Jimmy Kimmel, Avengers Family Feud. It's amazing.
And watch it.
So, hello, Agents 3. Agent Inquisitor here. I spent this morning on my way. Oh, nice.
None for me.
You brought the ground roll. That's a little too nice there.
We're not worthy.
And it is falling off the list, but this is live. This is Vegas. This is what we do. Agent Inquisitor here. I spent this morning on my way to work listening to last week's show and wanted to throw out some comments in agreement with those who made... with those made from the soapbox on high. There has been a problem with the action economy in this game for a while, and it needs to be addressed. When I looked at the PvP changes, I was quite worried until I really sat back and thought about the changes. Oh, it's a period there. Oh, I missed that. There you go. While it's a big change, it's really... See, I never read all of these, and there's a reason why I don't read all of these. Because it's funny enough when I do one, and I'm tired, my mouth's not working. It's like, now everybody's like, Jesus Christ, just flip the laptop over to Ibit, which I think I might do in a second. There are just not many heroes that have more than one quick action you would use in any given round that are not on the list of heroes that are being changed to have free actions. The few that I can think of that are not mentioned but might need to be changed are Doctor Strange and Loki. Even when the Snappy Service ISO is involved, most of these heroes only have one buff action, and it will likely be a quick action. Well, there are probably some I'm missing, and I'm not sure how Rally will change a few that it can be applied to. It does not seem to be a big change for the mass of heroes. So the change obviously hits the agent like a truck. The only thing we see in PvP right now are the attack suit, the bruiser safeguard, and occasionally a generalist suit. It seems every agent has at least two, if not three, quick actions. So many PvP battles seem to come down to which agent goes first to exhaust the other. Even without the next PvP suit, if a team has Mystic, Invisible Woman, or a few other items, exhausted isn't enough to try to slow down the flurry of actions. This is not a chess game. This is a turn order race to exhausted. If this change actually creates a meta where we are trying to create an agent who has three to four items that play into an overall strategy as opposed to trying to mitigate the AI's ability to screw up, I would be thrilled. That said, I'd venture a guess that the GG prototype, the GG prototype, suit extend recharge actions, and certain items like the neurotrope will become free actions. I'm fine with a few free actions, but an agent should not be getting, in reality, 4 to 5 turns of powerful weapons and gadgets, and regardless of if they're on offense or defense. So to try to wrap up, I'm looking forward to these changes and hope we now will have to value our agents' turns more instead of trying to mitigate our agents' massive AI handicap. Now, to go back to my job as S.H.I.E.L.D. comptroller, trying to make sure you guys didn't bankrupt the entire division at the craps table. Agent Inquisitor.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, you pretty much see that all the time now, right? With the weather control device, the neurotrope, the neuropurge, the various scrolls, the stuff on the cube that if they're wearing the tactician uniform, that they get a few extra turns on that. It is going to be interesting to see how that does affect things and does force you to say, okay, I'm actually setting up a three-part attack that I hope I live long enough to deliver. And that's going to make for some really cool challenge. That's going to make for some really cool defensive battles, right? Because you're going to see like, oh, you know, use the everybody's on fire, then use the everybody's neuro purged, and then use the everybody gets a improbability field, whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to that change too, and it's definitely going to be interesting. Maybe not a game changer, but interesting.
I like the idea of being being able to play with the team I want to play with versus, like you said, okay, I know I have to watch out for this meta going on. I know I have to protect against this thing going on. And honestly, the Huggins Eye, I love it because there's still a lot of unarmed melee that's out there. However, apparently it's not that effective on my defense because you're going to prepare for that. You know what's out there.
Yeah.
So I definitely like to see the changes be, hey, take the team you think is going to be best.
Yes.
We've talked about that for a year now.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of our first things that we talked about, I think. So, Klotz, there you go. You have a big fan. He agreed with you.
Yeah. That's because I'm smart and good. And
for those of you listening live, Paul just said, yeah.
That takes away from their stuff. So actually, that looks like the only two emails that we have this week. So
back to the craps table.
There was something else I wanted to throw in about all this stuff. I don't remember right now. But we are going to go back. You're going to hear download the show. You're going to hear all of Paul's stuff. If we get any voicemails, I'll try to put them in. And of course
Kingfisher.
Yeah. As well.
Here's a tip. It begins with, what is up, YouTube? What is up, Helicarrier? That's what it's going to begin with. And he might sing. I'm just going out on a limb and saying that he might work in a song. I don't know.
He might.
But cool. Yeah. Well, we've got a few days left of PvP. Any changes you're going to be making to your defensive team or your offensive team? Anything that you're looking
Probably
at?
Probably not. Okay. Well, I have to see how it rolls through with the offense. My defense, I just kind of try to break even. So if I'm getting a little up numbers or a little down numbers, I don't change it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a kind of a base on defense that I revolve around. I don't really go looking for new characters. I know I kind of want this strategy. Because that seems to work. It's the meta, you know. It seems to work. So then I'm going to pick different characters that maybe that character is being protected against now. Like Beast goes in and out of my defense all the time because it becomes the meta. And then people kill him. So I'll throw in something else. Well, usually it involves a protector
Groot
of some kind.
Yeah, Groot's a big popular one for that.
How are you going to change anything up?
Yes,
I'm going to actually play.
Yeah, I'm going to actually play. Actually, I've been playing. I got into Vibranium while we were talking. Made up all the crap I lost over the last 4 days. But I don't know. I mean, now that I've got Groot's EISO from the mission, I might try it because that's, you know, people running Null and putting stacks of the collapsing infrastructure on him is what can wipe him out when he becomes a sapling.
Yeah.
And maybe with that EISO, you can mitigate some of that. I'll have to try it, play around with it, and see how it works. But it's interesting. It's going to be an interesting... And it's great that we haven't gotten any massive game-changing items.
You know there's freaking 3 or 4 days left, and you're saying that now. They don't drop it until like
No, but this was an unplanned extra 3 days.
Was it? Let's go conspiracy theory.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know. No, just
hop on No Agenda with Adam Curry with your skeptic attitude. But,
this is No Agenda with Adam Curry and Epic Boss McFly.
But I think we're I don't know. I'm gonna go on a limb and say I think we're in the clear for any big changes right before the end of PvP. And hopefully I'm not wrong.
This is your evergreen moment brought to you by Soapbox Clots. Sponsored, not brought to you because he didn't say it. It was that. Mike Chuck asked in the chat room, dumb question, did anyone see the new Star Wars teaser?
It just came out like 2 minutes ago. Yeah, no, we've been doing the show.
Oh, sorry, AFK.
And our host, our lovely host this evening, he said, yes, he's been over there watching,
he's been watching it,
the trailer while we're doing
and
this.
I've gotten so many texts like, oh my God, you have to go see it right now.
So we apologize to everybody listening live. And as we were doing it, I realized how I could possibly change it. So I've already got ideas to fix things for the future. It's just one of those you can't do on the fly changes.
Sure.
Klotz, I want to say a big thank you for being so flexible.
Yay.
Because we've changed the time and day on the show at least 3 times, if not 4.
We made so many efforts to try and shake you this week, and and you were infallible. We couldn't do it.
Yeah.
and one last thing, and I don't have the audio for the our end, but we'll put that in too. And I'll just grab all the bosses fled from the last episode and put
surprise us from a boss's fled from days gone by.
Maybe I'll get my kids to say it or something.
Oh, there you go. fled.
But the first thing when I saw Ibbet, he gave me a nice little present. And then he made the shield logos on his 3D printer and brought me a couple of those, about quarter size.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, brought you one, and then we'll send one of those out to Klotz. Or I'll print up a couple more and send those out to Klotz. No, have two of them, and then you can put them over your eyes and pretend you're little orphan Annie, shield agent.
Agent
Annie.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Wow, that was a tough
one. Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbet on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the Helicarrier.com website. Agents, This has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
So we're off to go gamble. We're off to go be. Actually, I got a TV show to do.
Yeah,
here
I'm off to go eat.
So we're doing some great things. We're spreading the word about the Helicarrier. We're having a blast, and we think. Not only Klaus, but you, the fans and the listeners, have been like, "Hey, where's the show?" And you haven't been complaining. We love that. You're like, "Okay, you're going to do it Thursday. Oh, now you're going to do it Thursday morning." And you followed us, and you even put up with the live shenanigans of us being off topic and the big gaps of where you can't hear Klaus. So, above and beyond, as always, we appreciate our fans. Mm-hmm. But today, we really have an amazing community, and I really appreciate you guys. It's been awesome. So with that, I'm just going to shut it down because then I'm going to edit in all the endings. So thanks everybody for listening.
The bus has fled.
Love now. Come and get your love. Come and get your love now.